Sports Weekend has arrived. You know what that means.
Shoot your shot.
It's time for Call Your Shot Friday with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and The Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Time for Call Your Shot Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your called shots, your bold predictions in the world of sports for this weekend on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Joe Rex Road, how did we do last week in Call Your Shot Friday?
Let's see. We'll go to you. Malik Willis, 3 touchdown passes and a dominant win over the Vikings. They did win. He did not throw 3 touchdown passes. You said Mason Kinsey will catch 2 of those.
He did not.
You said Josh Wiley will catch the other.
He did not.
And you said Messi does not score. Nashville SC wins 3-1. So
nice offer for me. That was good.
Yeah. Nick Hanimutar will score at least 1 goal, and Nashville SC will score the first goal. Did not get that one.
No.
But you did, Nick, say that Hendersonville will take down Gallatin, and you got
and
that
they
one right
did.
There, buddy. Yes,
they did.
You did. There you go.
Let's shout see, out to Mason Baker, 369 yards through the air, 153 on the ground at quarterback. Pretty good.
Wow. That's a decent night. That's a decent night. Good way to have those stats ready. I said Malik Willis will play the whole game, throw for 221 yards and a touchdown with 1 pick and 1 rushing touchdown. He certainly didn't throw for 221. He had the touchdown and the pick, right?
Yes.
So
yes, but, that is correct.
I had Julius Chestnut rushing for 63 yards and a touchdown. I was 25 yards short. 25. I had, you know, Julius Chestnut having a good night. Just didn't have it good enough. Chance Campbell, 11 tackles between Dean and special teams. I don't think he had 11. I actually don't know. I mean, what if I'm right? Is it worth looking up right now to see if I was right? I don't think I was right.
I'll give it a look.
Okay. And I have Messi scores 2 goals. Nashville SC wins on penalties. And
so close.
John Ingram drinks an old style out of the League Cup trophy. I mean, I almost nailed that. Exactly. Like, you flipped the goalie performance and the penalties, and, you know, I had 2, but Messi did score 1, and I almost had that. And I don't know about the old style, but we almost got a chance to find out.
Well, bro, Messi almost pretty much did score twice. I mean, he scored in PK, so technically he scored 2 goals. You didn't say regulation or not, so I do want to make sure you are aware of that. So you were that much closer. Also, I don't know if you guys caught how horrible the inscribing was on the trophy for Miami. It was god-awful.
I did not see that. Chance Campbell, 4 tackles last week. Joe Rex Road, 4.
Okay. He was more than a third of the way there. I'll take it.
Right. Nick Kieser, your called shots for this week.
Yeah. So I'll give 1. And then I have Brandon has given me 2 of his. So I'm going to go with mine.
Brandon's got some shots. There we go.
He does. And then I'll go through 2 of his. Mine is that with Ohtani DHing the rest of the regular season because he's been making the headlines in baseball all season long, I'm going to say that this is it for him. After this season, he is going to sign elsewhere with a different team this offseason. That is my called shot, at least.
I thought you were about to say he's going to a different league. I was like, geez, that's a called shot.
No, not a different league, but I think he's going to sign elsewhere. Brandon's first called shot is that the Eagles will not repeat as division champs.
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
So there's 1 from Brandon.
Who are we going with, Washington?
That is a good shot.
Probably not. I know that he's a Commanders fan. They probably will not win the division.
Sam Howell.
It's a Sam Howell shot. Okay.
No, probably not. But Brandon's second and final called shot is that the Braves will win 100 regular season games, and they will at least not win the World Series. They can get there, but they will not win the World Series this year.
Okay. So Braves fans going to be mad at Brandon on his final day here as an intern on Robbie and Rex Road. I like it. Good stuff. Joe Rex Road, your called shots for this week.
Okay, Will Levis gets the start tonight for the Titans. Throws for 167 yards with a touchdown and a pick. So there
okay.
you go. I got specifics for you.
I like it.
Armani Marsh. We've been talking about all these DBs, about Eric Garrett, about Anthony Kendall. Armani Marsh, he will have an interception for the Titans tonight.
Okay.
Vanderbilt freshman receiver Junior Sherrill, Lipscomb Academy, very exciting young player who is he's going to be a player for this team. He will have a touchdown of more than 50 yards Saturday against Hawaii in the season opener tomorrow, week 0.
I like it.
And finally, anyone who takes the Commodores and gives the points is going to win their bet. I mean, we're not, I assume we probably start pigskin pick them. Do we start next week or do we wait to the NFL first week?
We're going to give it a shot next week because there's a lot of college football
there's
games.
Enough, there's enough college like. Football next week that yeah. we can do. Okay. So a little pre pigskin pick them tip for you. Give the points with Vanderbilt, whatever, 17, 16. I mean, yeah.
Like 17 and a half last time I looked.
Yeah, do that.
They won the game by 53 last year. So there is that.
Give the points. Yes.
My called shots, AJ Swan will throw for four touchdowns and over 350 yards in this game against Hawaii. It's going to be an aerial assault. Will Shepard, more than 200 yards receiving. He's going to go nuts in this game. More than 200 yards receiving for Will Shepard. The Titans will score a defensive touchdown tonight. So a defensive touchdown will be scored tonight by the Tennessee Titans. Michael Badgley will make two field goals tonight from 40-plus, but he will miss an extra point. So two field goals made from 40-plus tonight for Michael Badgley, but he will miss an extra point. And finally, Colton Dowell will be the leading receiver for the Tennessee Titans tonight in the game against the New England Patriots. Colton Dowell, the leading receiver. Joe, I look forward to the day
I like that.
Where I don't have to include the kickers in my Call Your Shot Friday, but I think I'm going to every time until they figure this out.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, and that's an interesting one. What? Let's say he's 2 for 2, they're 40-plus, he misses the extra point. What is that? Where does that put him? I assume that's enough. That's good enough, right? But you still have that lingering, right? You're just not sure.
Yeah, my guess is that puts him back on the waiver wire would be my guess, but we'll
see. Yeah, okay,
I think we're looking for perfection out there tonight.
Okay, well, I'm going to add that to your shot. I'm going to add that to your shot. He's put on the waivers. All right.
Mike from Shelbyville on the text line says, called shot, Vandy wins by Hawaii by 35-plus tomorrow night. This is from Mike from Shelbyville.
Is that the called shot?
I mean, the spread's only 17.5.
Yeah.
Doubling up the spread.
He's doubling the spread. Okay, that's fine.
Uncle Fingus on the text line says, called shot, everyone thinks Vandy is going to be decent this year and hopping on the Clark Lee train, but my called shot is that they'll be the same old Vandy, three wins, can't score enough, and not a great defense. This from Vandy fan Uncle Fingus on the text line. Not faith in the Commodores this year. Three wins.
WHMR.
My goodness, Fingus. And by the way, it's a called shot, not a called what you typed out there.
Make sure that we're spelling things properly, Uncle Fingus.
Don't try to trip us up, Fingus, with your negativity.
Ron on the text line says, called shot, Joe's Lions will go 5-1 in the division, losing only to the Bears, and will win the NFC North. This is from Ron on the text line.
Yeah, okay, Ron. Call that shot, buddy. That's what we have fun with, called shot. Just don't actually expect that to happen.
A mighty 5-1 that will in the NFC not North. Yield.
Jared from Spring Hill on the text line. Yeah. Called shot, Craig Aukerman is back as a special teams coach next season.
Jared would tell you that is not a called shot, Jared. The other Jared would tell you, Jared from Spring Hill, that is not a called shot.
What about Greg Offerman?
Aukerman may need to change his name and start wearing a mustache around town. Stillman's probably like spying on him, tailing him and stuff, you know.
I'm worried about my AJ Swan shot of over 350 yards, not because I don't think he can do it, Joe, it's because I think they may call off the dogs before he gets there. And it's 300. I think Vanderbilt is going to absolutely destroy Hawaii tomorrow night.
Yeah, I do think Hawaii. I mean, last year, Chang was new as a coach and their new offense, all this stuff, and they were woefully like not ready, you know, to play that game. So I do think offensively they will give Vanderbilt more trouble and probably hang in a little closer than last year. But yeah, I don't see their defense giving much resistance, and that's the whole question. AJ Swan, if he's going to get those yards, he's going to have to get some big plays early, probably, you know, because I think there's a pretty good chance he plays not much more than a half.
Jeez, we're just piling all on. We're just setting things up nicely.
We're absolutely setting this up for Vanderbilt to get upset. I mean, we are absolutely laying the table right now.
Yeah, no question about that. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your called shots, your bold predictions throughout the show here on the program. Coming up next, We'll be joined by Jared Stillman. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans as they prepare for the preseason finale tonight against the Patriots. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.